This is our town. We had a lot of fun at Triple M Breakfast this week. We caught up with Shane A. Bassett.
Good morning, Carwin. Good morning, everyone.
Now, the Monopoly movie's out with Margot Robbie.
Well, it's not out, but it's getting produced by her. There's news overnight that this movie about the board game could become an actual feature film, and Margot Robbie's production company, which is very successful, could be doing it. There's not new news to me, Carwin. About 10 years ago, Hasbro, who owned the board game and plenty of other games, were going to make some movies from their games, and the first one released was Battleship, and that flopped. Did not do well. So Monopoly's been on hold for about a decade, and if anyone's going to do it, maybe Margot can.
All right. In other news, Renee Zellweger is back in Bridget Jones. Bridget Jones's knickers. Mate, are they too old to be doing this sort of stuff now?
Well, she's single. She's always single, and that's the point of the story.
I know.
This is the fourth movie. 2001, can you believe, was the first Bridget Jones Diary. It garnered a Oscar nomination for Renee Zellweger in the role. I thought she was pretty good. And all movies have been very successful, including the last one, Bridget Jones's Baby, which had Patrick Dempsey and Hugh Grant and Colin Firth all appearing in it. We'll see what this new one's like, but I think Renee Zellweger has got plenty more to do. You know, she might become Grandma Bridget. Who knows?
Now, this is exciting. Oh, sorry, that's Back to Black. This is the Amy Winehouse story. Sorry, mate.
That's all right. There was a movie that had AC/DC in the subject when it was called Thunderstruck from a few years ago, which was a WA-based film as well.
Yep. And we had a chat to our no-drama farmer, James Blundell. James Blundell, how are you, legend?
I am very, very well, thanks, Carwin. A beautiful autumn morning over here in the southeast of Queensland. Cool, clear. We've had good rain. I've had a dam fill up in, put one in a couple of months ago and kept looking at the empty hole going, well, I hope that fills up. And we've got rain and it's full, so everything's great.
Oh, it's lucky for you, Blaise. I mean, there's no rain on our radar. Wish we'd get some of that over here, mate. Hey, big question of the day today is this one. What's a piece of advice, an unexpected piece of advice that a stranger's given you that that stuck with you forever?
Yeah, really. And funnily enough, it's quite recent. A bloke that I leased a truck from last year, easygoing fella, and he said something that really resonated. He said, you're really only in control of three things in your life, what you think, what you say, and what you do. And I said to him at the time, mate, I'll figure out over a period of years how to get that in a song, but I thought it was a really, really good piece of advice in coming to terms with how not to let the machinations of the world affect you and your personal values.
Absolutely. Like, particularly at the moment with, you know, sort of no rain. Like, hopefully we get some soon, but, I mean, you can't control it, so there's no point getting upset.
No, that's right. And that falls into that category too. How you perceive that, which we've spoken about previously, determines how you react to it. And as we've said often, the hardest thing about farming is how much you are just in the lap of the gods.
What's your advice for people sort of waiting for rain? Just get on with it?
You have to continue functioning. It's very, very easy to go down the hole, but if you take a step back and look at history, it will always rain again at some stage.
It was a great week this week on Triple M, and we're doing it all again next week.